Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Well, now, hot foot from the airport by a circuitous route is Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at the School of Immunology at Trinity College in Dublin. Luke, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Just in.
Took me an hour to get from the airport, whatever route the taxi driver took, obviously, to avoid all the disruption, I suppose. It was surprising. But
you got here.
Got here eventually. Yeah,
that's good. Now, you want to talk about something that is really proliferating right across the country.
Yeah, I was down at Ballybunion last weekend, Pat, and I noticed a sauna beside the beach, these mobile saunas. And it got me thinking, you know, there's been an upsurge in saunas all around the country. At least 200 are there, usually beside bathing places, you know. And it's a 90% increase since the year 2000. Half of that since 2025. So there's an upsurge in saunas. Which is
Do we know what's causing the upsurge? And is it social media?
A good question, Pat. Yeah, people like them, I suppose, the first thing. And they must be relatively cheap to have a sauna. And of course, they call it sea and steam. You jump in the cold and you go in the sauna after. And people love it, I suppose, is the main reason.
Yeah, I'm sure we could come up with more
catchier
names.
That's right.
Sear and scour.
Maybe, yeah, maybe. But certainly it's becoming more and more popular. Yeah.
Now you obviously are looking at this from a scientific point of view. So what are the benefits and what's the theory?
Yeah, well, the Finns, you see, are the ones to look at. Remember, the Finns being the happiest. Have you seen the Finns are the happiest people in the world?
And yet when you meet some of them, they're quite miserable.
You wouldn't think it. You wouldn't think it. They reckon it's partly this. Finns take saunas like 4, 5, 6 times a week. And they reckon that might be a reason why they're happier. Now, there's evidence for this. Saunas are good for you. Let's start with that scientific evidence. They're beneficial. One reason is you socialise in a sauna. I guess it depends on who you socialise with. But it's a very social thing. You sit around in the heat and you chat to your friends. That's one thing. But secondly, you get increased blood flow to your skin because your body temperature is going up, right?
Okay.
And the blood vessels dilate to release some of the heat. And now you get this flushing into your skin and that's bringing health benefits. And the main one is your heart, because blood flow is speeding up and that's good for your heart, basically. So the first thing
you could jog around the block, presumably,
There's other ways to do it. But again, science, but there was a study of Finns again, 2,400 of them were studied. And those who took 4 to 6 saunas a week had a 60% decreased risk of heart disease, which is the big effect. You know? And that just shows you this is the benefits of this. They can't separate the effects on blood flow from the socializing. Both are probably going on because social activity is beneficial.
It's good
anyway.
For your ticker as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the idea. Yeah.
Okay, so that's the Finns. Do they live longer? Because that's one of the claims you find online.
Yeah.
Do saunas 3-4 times a week and you live longer.
There's some evidence for that. Exactly, yeah. There's some evidence. And again, you'd wonder. Now, the thing is, Robert, is it's certainly anti-inflammatory. They've measured inflammatory markers in the blood of people who take saunas and they're lower in the sauna takers. Now, inflammation, of course, is a risk factor for heart disease, for lung diseases. If you see an anti-inflammatory effect, that'll be beneficial. And then inflammation ties into aging. So you never know. It may well add a few years to your life as well overall.
Now, some people will do it in a sauna with a small plunge pool adjacent. Other people will go to the sea if the sauna is parked adjacent to the sea. Any difference in the benefits?
What's happening with this, as we discussed before, the cold dip is beneficial anyway.
That's the heart, the same thing.
You can jump into the sea as well. And they've studied is a sauna and the cold dip, is there more benefits going on? And there probably is. And the reason for that is you're in the sauna, your blood vessels open. You jump in the sea, they constrict. It's like you're pumping and pumping in and out, you know, and your heart is benefiting from that. So it looks like as if the sauna and a cold dip after is beneficial.
I mean, intuitively you'd say, okay, you're relaxed in the sauna and your body's very warm and your blood vessels are doing what they do. Yeah. And then you shock them.
Yeah, you shock them.
And that you might shock the wrong thing and end up with a heart attack.
Well, you got to be careful. Now, remember, there's a health warning with this. Talk to your GP if you have heart disease, don't do it. Pregnant people shouldn't be doing this because it puts too much pressure on their bodies. You know, so if any concerns, you just see your GP. But that constriction of the blood vessels, you get adrenaline rush.
Okay.
And anybody who jumps in the sea will get this shock. That's good. A pulse of adrenaline gets your heart rate going and it's beneficial, you know. And then most importantly of all, Pat, the endorphins. Remember these happy hormones?
Yeah.
They go up because of the pain of the cold, right? So in other words, you're nice and warm, you get a cold shock, you get endorphins, and now you feel a bit better as well.
So the endorphins, you're getting a nasty shock, as it were.
Yeah.
But yet you get endorphins which make you feel good.
That's right. Yeah, the body's in pain. And when you're in pain, Pat, you counterbalance. The body's a wonderful homeostatic machine. You know, it makes endorphins to try to relax you a bit.
Which probably explains why people, when they're in a catastrophic accident, for example, and maybe they've severed a limb or something like that, they profess to feel no pain until much, much later.
You've got it precisely. Our bodies are fantastic machines, aren't they? And they'll respond to a traumatic situation by having that endorphin rush. And you're right, in real trauma, people can't remember what happened. And that's probably a survival instinct as well. But certainly, if you give yourself a cold shock, that's going to cause a bit of pain in your body. And now the endorphins go up. And again, they have beneficial effects as well.
Now, the other claim that's being made, and it's for heat and for cold, and that is pain relief.
Yeah, well, that's more evidence now. The sauna is quite good for joint pain and muscle pain. There's evidence.
Now, what's
this,
happening
right?
there?
Again, that's the blood flow, I think. So the blood is rushing up to the surface of your skin, and that's taking some of the heat, literally in some ways, off your joints and off your muscles, and suddenly you relax a bit. And again, you can measure this in people. If you're in a sauna, their muscles begin to relax and then the pain in the muscle begins to go away. And things like osteoarthritis, people say the pain of their joints can be relieved a bit by being in the sauna. So there's a definite effect on pain as well. Not as dramatic as taking a painkiller, but still it's bringing a bit of relief to
pain. I'm wondering, does the sauna effect on its own work, or do you need the cold plunge? Because, I mean, in Finland you might roll around in the ice or whatever.
Yeah, the Finns normally combine them. And the Finns must be pretty smart. They've been doing this for hundreds of years. So if you combine the sauna with the cold, that's probably better than the sauna alone, but the sauna itself is still bringing
benefits.
It's
good because I was looking at a picture someone showed me of a sauna in the middle of a field in, you know, well away from the beach.
Yeah.
So by the time you get to the beach, the effect of the sauna would
has worn off. That's probably true. Yeah. The Finns, famous at jumping the snow, you see. They're in the sauna. Yeah. And they reckon we've been doing this for thousands of years, by the way. Even in Ireland, there were things called sweat houses. And it could be because we evolved in Africa where it's hot. We move into Europe, it's cold. We build a hot room to make us remember our time in Africa. Is one maybe one reason why this was started, really. You know?
That's fascinating. Any take on seaweed in the bath?
Oh, seaweed's good as well, absolutely. Oh. That's another one, yes. And in fact, in Ballybunion, Pat, there's a famous seaweed bath down there.
I've had one.
Have you had one? Did you like it?
You come out very slippery and oily when you're
yes. But there's minerals in the seaweed. Yeah. And the skin, Pat, remember, the last benefit is your complexion. The constriction and the relaxation improves your skin tone. There's another benefit.
All right. Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at the School of Immunology at Trinity College in Dublin. Thank you very much for joining us.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.